This is a 302 podcast.
Yeah.
Hey, you have one too?
Yeah, a little Zoom.
Are you working on doing a podcast? Or do you do one?
So yeah, I had one a while back. Uh-huh. But it was just one with friends, and then I started my own with another friend of mine, and then we are going to start one for Dolce.
Yeah.
But
That's exciting.
No timeline. We're just getting through the holidays at this point.
But, yeah.
What are you going to do for the podcast for Dolce?
Not sure yet. Definitely featuring a lot of local businesses, a lot of Milford, because there's a lot of community that's reforming now in Milford.
Yeah, Milford's like up and coming.
And yeah, especially all the new stuff coming out on the highway and all. So we're going to do that and have some of our employees on, or maybe some customers, and we're just kind of open to anything.
Oh, that'll be exciting.
Yeah.
We love when people start.
She'll be a guest.
Yeah. Yeah.
We just need a lot of podcasts yeah. here, like featuring different stuff and each community.
That's what we're thinking. We'll holler.
Yeah, sure. No, I do like this little Zoom thing. It works really well.
Oh, it does.
And it's portable.
Exactly.
Which is nice. So then if you do go to other businesses, you can.
Exactly.
Not that we go anywhere, but if we do, we have the opportunity, and that's what matters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when did Dolce open? Like the first and original one?
The February of 2003.
2003. Oh, yes. Man, it's been around for much longer than I thought.
20 years.
Yeah.
20 years.
Same location?
Yep.
Yeah. I did not know that either.
Yep. Same location. It was a different... When it opened, it was a bakery.
Yeah.
They didn't want coffee.
Didn't have the coffee, and then they started with just plain coffee, and then bought an espresso machine, and it's just gone up from there. Now it's full-on coffee shop.
Chuck and George... Chuck Stanko, and I can never remember George's last name, but anyway, they started it, and they wanted a bakery, and then people said, well, you can't buy a Danish and not have a cup of coffee.
So they're right.
It's very true.
They started the coffee, and it has morphed into, I say to him sometimes, we look at the sales reports, it's like how much liquid versus solid.
Yeah, I was just about to ask.
Sell each day. It's an interesting balance.
So it's about 50-50?
Most days, yeah.
Yeah, most days. Saturdays, it's way more drinks always. A lot of people coming in getting lattes, especially when farmers market's in.
Yeah, you're in such a good location for that.
But, it's nice. We lucked out in that matter. But,
when did you guys get involved with it?
So my wife, his daughter, worked there for about 6 years.
Through high school.
Yeah.
And college.
So we've always been connected, and then
plus it's just consumers over the years.
Yeah. and then he knew, if you want to take that part of it, Dean.
I mean, I knew the original owners, Chuck and George. Everybody knew Chuck and George. Mm-hmm. They were award-winning bakers. And
wow.
Like the Chocolate Festival in Rehoboth Beach every year, they won award after award.
That's so impressive.
Anyway, it's just a staple, and it's a downtown institution in Milford. And then when they said, okay, we're going to move to Florida and we're going to sell the bakery, Dean and Stephanie bought it. And that's how Libby got in. Libby got working with them.
Mm-hmm.
And we became friends. And they, at whatever point, decided to sell. Because she works for the state. He's got his own landscape business. They have a young child. They wanted to sort of change their focus. But they didn't want to just throw it up on the market and say, Dolce's for sale.
Right.
They wanted it to go to somebody that would kind of care for it and keep it.
Yeah. It's their baby. They started that. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So Dean actually was my landscape guy. He was cutting my grass. So I jokingly on the bottom of an invoice wrote, hey, when you're ready to sell Dolce, call me.
Hop. Yeah.
A month or two went by and I get this phone call. He's like, hey, I'm calling about your invoice. I said, well, what happened? Did I short you? Check balance?
I mean, right? Yeah.
He said, no, your note. And he started laughing. I said, okay. What?
Yeah.
So it's like opportunity just presented itself.
Yeah. He said, I think we're ready.
Wow.
You want to talk? I said, yeah. So we set up a meeting at the shop on Walnut Street and evenings, keep the lights off. It's dark.
Yeah. Can't let anyone know.
Sitting in the corner. I said to them both, I said, I'm happy for this opportunity. But I said, if we're just talking business, and you keep the building, I'm not interested. Mm. I want the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for let's, where are you? She says, well, he said, oh, yeah, we're all in. I'm like, okay, you two need a minute.
Yeah, yeah.
You just
thought
got
you were
over.
On the same page, but you really weren't. But the opportunity presented itself. I was in a corporate job, company I'd been with almost 21 years,
mm-hmm.
and got a retirement package, early retirement package, because I had years of service, not age.
Mm-hmm.
I feel old, but I'm not. and, you know, things happen for a reason. And I took the package, and here we are.
Wow. What year was that? That you
May
took
of,
it?
May of 23.
Okay.
Just this year.
So just recently.
Yeah.
Just recently.
Wow. The one we took over.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, 6 months. 6 months beginning in November.
So. How wild. Yeah. So what's it been like the last 6 months?
It's been good.
Have you made changes or are you keeping
these? Yes.
What have you done? What have you done to make it more your own?
So the big thing was a remodel. We closed down the week of 4th of July and just remodeled everything between us and Libby, which was my wife, and contractors. It was 8 days in and out, complete remodel.
Oh, wow. You did that fast.
Extreme makeover.
Yes. Yeah, did you guys film it? Can people like see the makeover?
We thought about it. But
yeah, you should document
for the best that we did. You know.
With all the arguing and complaining that we did.
That's family funny. Business for you.
Yep. But that was the big thing. We brought a lot of new things to the menu, too. Refreshers. We just introduced CBD refreshers.
So. Yeah, we know who you partner with. Yeah.
Yeah. That's right.
And
good people.
They are.
And added some food and added some Old Bay products because Mark's a big Old Bay guy.
Okay.
So.
Well, what are the Old Bay products for?
So when I think the one of the first 2 days I had taken over, I said to our baker, Jen, who was phenomenal, I said, I'm bringing two new ingredients to your kitchen. And she's like, oh, what are they? I said, bourbon and Old Bay.
Hmm.
Oh. I said, that's me. I said, that's me. Bourbon and Old Bay. If I could pour Old Bay in my bourbon, I would. And
Oh my gosh, that's funny.
But anyway.
Wouldn't do that.
She came up with an excellent bourbon cinnamon roll, which we've had twice.
Oh, that's probably spectacular.
Yeah.
And sold out within an hour.
Wow.
Yeah.
And we've had Old Bay sugar cookies, Old Bay cupcakes. We're testing an Old Bay pumpkin roll.
Oh,
we're going to test that when we get back to shop today.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
So
yeah, that's very unique.
It's one of those things that people are like, Old Bay cupcake.
That's how I feel right now. I'm very uncomfortable.
But it's good. I believe you.
I'm just very uncomfortable because I'm like, wow. But I love innovative things too. So right. I'm very supportive of it. But
yeah.
I'm going to have to come look at this.
Yeah, I have to check it out. Jen, that was our baker, Jen. That was her exact reaction.
And so you kept the same baker that's been there.
Yeah,
oh yeah,
same
your baked goods are good.
Yeah, but we actually have two. We have her and Sharon.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, they both stayed with us, and we kept everyone really. We had one part-time person that we were there. We were her third job.
Oh,
so,
wow.
So she had to back out of that. I mean,
yeah,
nope,
fair enough.
No blame there. But yeah, we were lucky to keep everybody, and so a lot stayed the same, and we added people and added the location.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow.
We are fortunate with help that we have a good staff.
That's awesome.
We really do. We have an excellent staff. We're not crying for help. Could we use maybe one or two more people? Sure. But at this point, as a small business, we're good.
Mm.
And the staff is, they're improving their skills. And that's a wonderful thing. Customer service is huge for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what I've done.
Absolutely.
So I want people to have a good experience when they come in. And we really drive that home to the staff. And they're just really good.
Yeah. When we came in May, one of the first things we started doing was talking to them. Because obviously they're there, they're doing it every day. And so now they used to kind of have the same specialty drinks all the time. So now we change that month to month. And that's all kind of created on the fly by them and by us and
that's
by
fun.
Pinterest, you know, whatever
yeah.
we find. And that's been a lot. We just had a contest where they all created lattes and who could sell the most and doing all that. So it's gotten, you know, they've gotten really excited and involved, which is great.
Yeah,
so.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, a lot of someone liking their job is like leadership, right?
Yeah.
So if you have like a good community, that starts with you guys.
Yeah.
Right. And if they feel some kind of ownership,
mm-hmm.
then they have a lot more pride.
Mm-hmm. Definitely what we've seen with a small business is the biggest issue is keeping staff, good staff too, right? It's not just finding the right staff, but someone who wants to stay there for a long time and give their life essentially for that place, right? Mm-hmm. Very cool. So when you guys took over, how was the transition when everyone was like, oh, here's the new owners?
So it was pretty easy. He was in a lot.
Okay.
Like pre-transition.
So you already had like a relationship.
Exactly. Yes.
They knew you. You weren't a surprise.
I started hanging out probably, 2 months before we even went to sell. Like we signed, we negotiated and, you know, we danced around, we negotiated. We signed all the letters of intent and all that and sent it off to the bank and the lawyers and all that. And in the meantime, I'm like, I'm going to come and work. So I'm essentially a free employee. Because I want to get to know the employees and know the operation, even though I kind of already knew it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's different when you're actually doing it and when you're
absolutely
involved with it every day. And we found flaws. We found really good things. We found, you know, we're definitely not doing this. We're definitely going to add this, that kind of thing. And it was nice. It was nice to start to build a relationship with the employees so that when we did go to settlement, you know, the keys are now mine. Mm-hmm. And, you know, your paycheck is now coming from me. They are, you know, they're all in.
Mm-hmm.
And that was important.
And they were pretty comfortable from the start because he was there so much. I came in a little closer to the settlement. And so they were comfortable with us, so it didn't feel like, oh, these brand new people are
right
in the store now.
right.
Yeah,
so that's important. So it seems like you guys did the right way to do it.
Exactly.
But then how long, because when did you start the second location?
June 19th.
Okay, so you guys are
so
just
almost
like
a month after you acquired it.
You guys just went actually wild.
That was in the works prior to COVID.
Okay.
And then when COVID hit, of course, that put the brakes on a lot of things. And that put the brakes on that location. Because you don't want to open a restaurant during COVID.
Mm. Rules were different.
Right, yeah, exactly. So when we started talking, when I started talking with the previous owners, they said, okay, this location, we have equipment ordered. We have all kinds of stuff. It's ready. It's pretty much ready to go. What we'd like to do is just not plan anything and you do it. I'm like, that's great.
Right.
That's fine. Because the last thing I wanted to do was get in there and change stuff. Because we knew we were going to change the original location, the flagship. But it worked out. And yeah, June 19th, we opened that.
It was a real soft opening. It was a post on Facebook and that was about it.
Yeah.
And then we kind of pushed it about a week later and it's done. It's a lot of through traffic.
Mm-hmm.
So it didn't take a lot of pushing from the get go, but
yeah, so it's like a different sort of atmosphere and everything.
Exactly.
It is.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It's, different needs.
Yeah. It's not its own. I mean, it is its own thing. It's a little kiosk in the, well, I say kiosk. It's really, it's 150 square feet, but right in the lobby, it's first thing you see when you walk in the
room,
which is great.
Yeah.
But we, it's not a destination yet.
Mm. Yeah.
And we have to, you know, do special marketing things and special incentives to get people to actually go there.
Mm-hmm. Bakery, no bakery there.
No bakery there.
Yeah, okay.
It's a full coffee bar, so we can do all the drinks. But we'll still bake where it's right where the original location's right down the road. We still bake there and then everything's transported in the morning for that location.
I mean,
so
that
it's
would,
not hard. It's
yeah,
that
make
minutes.
It easy.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's not bad.
So with the new renovations, I haven't been there probably for like a year, so maybe a year, year and a half. What's the new vibe, or is it the same vibe, just fresh coat of paint?
No, it's definitely a new vibe. We Dolce was empty for about a day. The Saturday we shut down, everything went out. The counter went. The horrible trash can wall went. if you've been to Dolce pre-remodel, you know. And so then we put shiplap up on the wall, fresh coat of paint, new furniture, new counter, new cases, new everything, basically. So except we kept the espresso machine because they're expensive.
They
but,
are.
But so now it's more of a, I want to say, kind of modern farmhouse, relaxed kind of look.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say. So it definitely, we added a bunch of plugs too. Yeah. Because there was no plugs for anybody to work.
That's so hard when you go.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. So we have had a huge influx of people coming in just to work.
Oh, that's so cool.
Sit down with their laptop. And so that's great.
I feel like the coffee shops around here, the local ones, kind of miss that mark, right? Because it's like you said, I feel like maybe in the past it was like a breakfast stop with a cup of coffee or a donut shop, cup of coffee. So no one really stuck around to do work. But I feel like the new generation, they want to play. They want to leave their house. Yes. It feels like they're doing going somewhere and working, right? Yeah. Because it's just not their house. Yeah. So that's really awesome that you guys created that over there.
Right after the remodel, I noticed this one lady coming in every day. And she bring her laptop and her work bag, and she sit down and set up, and she just work like she's working.
Mm-hmm.
And I think after the second day, I said, "What's your story? What's the deal?" She said, "Well, we're actually on vacation from Massachusetts."
Oh wow!
Her son was playing lacrosse at the Delaware Turf in some kind of tournament, and she said, "We're on vacation, but I still have to work." And she said they rented some kind of beach house that didn't have good Wi-Fi.
Oh,
so she said, "I just Googled coffee shop and found you. And I love this. This is great. I love the vibe. I love the, you know."
That's awesome.
Like, well, please come. And she came all 5 days, Monday through Friday. She came to work for several hours in our shop, which is good. And one thing we noticed, too, was the social media impact of the renovation was amazing. And when I say that, not a lot of people took photos inside because
it was like dark.
It was dark.
It didn't photograph well.
No.
Correct.
Yeah. It wasn't bad. It just didn't photograph well.
Right. Like it was dated.
You didn't know where you were at also in those photos. You know what I mean? Like certain areas you take a picture, you're like, "Oh, I know where that is."
Yeah.
But the second we remodeled, we've noticed an uptick on social media postings. From people, from customers, which is
awesome.
Great.
I was going through, Dolce's new to TikTok. So
everyone should follow.
I was.
You're listening.
Everyone.
It's a whole different world doing TikTok, isn't it?
Exactly.
Are you doing dancing videos? You guys dancing?
So, no.
You guys are dancing.
We want to.
Oh, yeah.
He would want to.
You should. Yeah, you're like, absolutely. Yeah. Mark's going to be dancing on TikTok. Follow along.
Yep. And don't tempt him. So we noticed I was on my personal TikTok the other day, and I saw, you know, somebody walking into Dolce on TikTok, and I thought it was us. It wasn't. So we had somebody else randomly come in and do a whole aesthetically pleasing. I don't know all that stuff.
Yeah.
We have a social media person.
It's always good to hire skills we don't, you know, don't have in a business.
So I just saw it and I'm like, "Oh, we did that." And we didn't. It was somebody else that, you know, just did it on their own, and that was great. That's what we wanted, was people doing stuff like that. So,
well, to change a little bit, what is it like working with family? It's a question that gets asked a lot, I'm sure.
You want to start it?
Go ahead.
Surprisingly good.
You married in. This is
exactly
your father-in-law.
You know, I was crazy enough to marry
you. So you know you're getting into a little bit. Right?
I have to say it now. I'm in.
He's secured. He is good.
But no, it's good. Especially, so I have about 10 years of restaurant experience prior to this. Management, serving, started bussing, all the things. So he had all the corporate side of food and all that, like with the freezers and all that. So it was good that, you know, when he got the offer, he contacted me and Libby and was like, "Hey, you know, I'm in. If y'all are in, you know." So
you wanted to bring your family into this.
Oh yeah.
It's always been
a family thing, like with Chuck and George and then with Dean and Stephanie. So we just kind of continued that in. And it's good because where there's things I'm not good at, he's good at, and, you know, vice versa. And it works very well. Plus with all like the employees, a lot of them are younger. So it's a little, you know, with me being in there and kind of bridging a gap, it's worked really well.
Oh yeah. Definitely bridging a gap.
Yeah.
they it's funny how the employees relate better to Christopher than they do me. They look at me like, "Oh, hi, Dad.
You're an authority. You're the authority." Yeah.
Yeah, you're their authority figure.
Yeah,
that's
right.
It. Right. But you know, they relate to Christopher very, very well. I have often said, and I actually just said this to Libby last night as we went did some shopping and were unloading everything into the shop. I said, I don't know how I'd do this without Christopher, because there's just so much to do.
Yeah.
Even though it's a small business and we are small, there's just so much to do because you're dealing with food. Mm. And I've always been in the food industry in some way, shape, or form. I was in grocery business for 12 years and sold seafood and got into wholesale distribution for 21 years. So in some way, I've always worked with food because people always have to eat. Now, not the restaurant part of it like Christopher's got, but that's what he brings to the table in an excellent way. And it's been good.
And we also, as far as business goes, we think very similar. So
that's
on some things, yeah. but it's worked very well where, you know, there's nothing, you know, that either one really does that's completely opposite of what the other would have thought of doing. So it's worked really well where if I'm not there, he's there, vice versa. And plus, like he said, where I've got the restaurant, I've got that kind of day-to-day operation. He's got all the logistics and the back end and all that stuff, which I have. That's a little much.
So you got front of the house, back of the house. That's a good pairing. I love that. A lot of people don't realize all that's needed.
I think a lot of people forget that there is a front and back of house.
Yep,
right? Correct. They always think it's the face fronting and they're like, oh, this is it. And then they realize all the logistics that they have to actually be doing is more important too sometimes.
The other thing too is he's been in Milford for 20, 25, 26 years. I come from Georgetown down the road. So he has all those Milford connections and everybody comes in the store and knows him. So it's worked really well where he knows the town and has been involved in the town for many years.
Yeah.
It works really well in that aspect, ways that I didn't know Milford before Dolce. So.
Yeah.
Well, it's growing. So
yeah. Milford's having a revitalization again too, right? Like the last couple of years.
Yes. Yep. I was involved with DMI, Downtown Milford Incorporated, for many years as a volunteer, economic development and on the board of directors, just trying to help the downtown come back and revitalize. And every town, city, whatever you want to call it, goes through these cycles where you have 3-4 years that things are excellent and all the stores are full and people are coming downtown and they're not going out to the major retailers on the highway and they're coming back to the small business. And then you have those years where like, ugh, downtown's looking pretty rough, a lot of empty stores, whatever. But we're coming back and there is a lot of growth in Milford.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to the city manager a while ago, and there's something like 4,000 homes in the next 3 years coming into town.
Oh, my God.
So the growth, and some of these developments have been in planning for 10, 15, 20 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're just now coming to fruition. So there's a lot of growth, and with that growth brings the people, which hopefully then brings the infrastructure, which then brings extra things. Somebody, I was talking to some guys the other morning, and they're like, yeah, we need a good sandwich shop. I'm like, I support that 100%.
Yeah.
A good deli that can make you an excellent, you know, Reuben sandwich? Yes, absolutely. Mm. We need that. I support that 100%.
Mm-hmm.
We would love to be that, but we have very limited kitchen space.
Yes.
Yeah.
The baking takes over.
But you can't do, like, everything, you know?
No, you can't.
So you probably start, like, a whole different business.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, our niche is baked goods and coffee.
And you do a great job at it.
Yeah.
You know,
we have introduced some savory items, some grab and go salads and some soups and they've gone very well. But that's not our niche. That's just choice.
Right.
You know, that's just an addition. If somebody comes in at 11 o'clock, they're like, yeah, I'd like a cinnamon roll, but it's close to lunch. Mm-hmm. Oh, you have chili? Yeah. Okay. Give me some chili and a biscuit. Okay, great. Here you go. So those kind of things. And, you know, grab-and-go salads, stuff like that, to help with the lunch choices in the area. But there is definitely a lot of growth in Milford, a lot of good businesses coming, both food and non-food related, which helps everybody. But I think food is the key, because if people find a good restaurant and they frequent the good restaurant or cafe, coffee shop, whatever you want to call it, they will then look for the retail. They'll look for the, you know, the boutique shop. They'll look for the jewelry store. They'll look for, you know, whatever. So those things I think are going to come as the food establishments keep growing.
Right, because they'll be bringing people in, and then they're going to maybe want to walk around before or after.
Exactly.
Mm. And that's what we see a lot on Saturdays, where the farmer's market brings so many people in for that. Yeah. They're not just there for that. They walk up the street, mm-hmm. they hit us, they go to June Bugs, you know, they go to Irish Rose. Mm-hmm. So Saturdays are kind of already there, but we're really starting to see that during the week too, especially in the evenings.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
As these new businesses are coming into town.
What do you most, do you know if some businesses are excited?
I was just about to ask, is there any insider?
What's the feature buffer that you're seeing?
So, what's the name of the candy store?
Stewart's Candy.
Stewart's Candy.
Stewart's
I'm
Candies
excited for that one.
He's yeah. coming.
I like sugar.
You like sugar? Okay. But,
yeah, there's a place called The Village, which is an event space. I'm really not sure exactly what all they have, but I know it's an event space. And then there's a meadery.
Mm-hmm. Oh, meadery coming to...
Yes.
Because we only have like one in Delaware down towards Milton, right?
No, I think it's in Berlin. It's actually
Well, there's Brimming Horn down in Harbison, Lewis.
Yeah,
Harbison.
Yeah, that one.
Oh, okay.
And one in Seaford, which I also think is Brimming Horn. Not sure. That,
yeah,
that.
I thought
so
it was just like,
to North
yeah, they are now.
It's a different one.
It's a different one. Well, that's exciting.
But the it's called What the Ferment.
Oh, What the Ferment. Oh, that's
WTF, which is
that's a great name.
Yeah, that's mine's like,
I love when I hear
a conservative guy, but why would you put WTF on your sign? I said, because it got people to notice.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And people are going to talk about it.
Signage is important. People tend to forget.
I said, you noticed the sign.
Well, names are important, too. You don't want it to be forgettable. Like,
right, yeah.
You're going to remember that. And that's such a good name.
That's a great name.
I love it.
And it's great for merch, too.
Yeah.
What else is coming? There's an organic...
basically like
grocery store, really.
Indoor farmers.
Wow.
Stop.
Okay. Like a,
we're
like
gonna,
a fresh market kind of thing or fresh time.
Yeah,
okay.
Kind of, but different vendors.
Very cool.
In,
okay.
Sort
area.
Of like a co-op. Patrick Helmick is from Helmick Farms. It's called The Pharmacy.
Oh, we follow them. I didn't realize they were in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
I didn't realize they
were. Yeah, we've been excited about that. Oh, we're sharing their stuff.
I'm very excited about that because that will bring so many diverse people.
Yeah.
Downtown, because people are looking for the healthier alternatives now.
Absolutely.
We talk about it all the time. Yeah.
I mean, we go through oat milk and almond milk. We just started offering coconut milk.
Yeah.
Because people are looking for those alternatives.
Yeah. But you guys offer some gluten-free food too, right?
We have two cookies that are on mostly all the time. Gooey chocolate chip and then the almond macaroon. And they are huge sellers.
Yeah. Yeah. I always notice that because I'm gluten free. So whenever I go someplace and they don't have it, I'm always like, I always think you got to be so out of touch to not carry anything.
Like not even one thing.
Yeah.
Because that's what people want, the healthier options or dietary choices. And so the pharmacy and you guys having these alternative options, it's all great.
Yeah. And early next year, we're going to expand some of the options.
I will be hanging out there all the time.
We need one closer to this area, maybe.
Yeah.
Guys, what's the goal? What's
moving up?
What's the third shop?
Third location.
Where's the third one at? You two?
See all this gray hair? I don't know if I have it in me.
But, and we're...
A lot of people have said, you ought to go down to Georgetown. You ought to go to, you know, come up to Camden, Felton, whatever. I'm like, I don't know. I don't want to lose the small feel that we have.
Mm-hmm.
I use the word intimacy. I don't want to lose the intimacy of our product and our brand, so to speak. We want to offer more choices. We want to expand the business, but we got to do it the right way.
Right.
Where it makes sense.
Yeah. And I'm sure everyone has an opinion because you guys are doing it well. Like your coffee tastes good and you have really great baked goods. So it's what people want.
Yeah.
You put plugs in your building, you know?
Yeah.
And
so
I think a lot of people are looking for that in their community. And like even Camden, I'm surprised. Like we have places that sell coffee, but there's not a standalone coffee shop there.
Right.
That's, you know, it's like Dover has one.
Right.
That's local, you know?
A local, and so, small business
and
owned.
So it's great for it, but you're just like, we have enough people to have three or four, you know, it's so interesting. So you're doing it where out of way people really want it. So I'm sure everyone's going to be like, you should do it in my town.
Yeah.
Dr. Chi will tell you, he'll be like, you should do it.
I'm
so used to calling him Dr. Chi at work. Frank will tell you, come to Dover, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe
and,
fountain right
you know,
here.
People don't realize too, or they either don't know or they have forgotten that we do bake everything in house 100%.
Mm-hmm.
From scratch.
It's a lot.
It's a lot of work.
We don't buy frozen and let it prove.
Yeah, or thaw or anything.
In the oven to bake it off, like a grocery store. And that's what people forget.
Mm-hmm. But that's why the quality's good, though.
Exactly. You know? Well,
like,
right.
Like, you taste that difference.
You do.
And,
yeah.
And it is a little, it does get a little frustrating when someone calls and says, I need a birthday cake for tomorrow. I'm like, sorry. You know, we need 72 hours notice because we have to bake it.
We have to actually make it.
It's not sitting on the shelf at Walmart for 2 weeks.
Right.
And, you know, go buy it if you want.
Yeah.
And the icing's not coming out of a can.
Yes.
You know, you gotta.
Well, you guys are also busy. It's not like, right. You know, you're not doing other things. You're doing other things. So you can't just, let me drop everything here and make this cake.
Yeah. We have, like, a lot of Jen's job day to day is just the bake off in the morning and then production for the future bake off.
Yeah.
So it fills a lot of time. And we're looking to expand bakers too. At some point in the near future, because we have picked up since May, we've seen, especially Monday to Thursday, it's almost doubled now.
Oh, wow.
So we're selling out of stuff a lot earlier and we got a lot more traffic coming in.
It's a good problem.
Yeah. I don't mind.
Yeah.
I don't mind it.
Yeah.
So what does the future look like for you guys? What's this next year look like?
So as of right now, the biggest thing on the horizon other than, like holiday menus and stuff, but it's breakfast sandwiches. That's
my
next thing.
Love it. Get a gluten-free breakfast sandwich.
Dolce,
please.
Working on it. We actually do have an employee that's gluten-free, so she's been educating us.
Oh, perfect. Let me know if you need it. We bake everything here ourselves because it's hard to find it out.
Sure. Yeah. So that's kind of the next big thing, the next immediate thing, but really it's growth, you know, Dolce. At one point in time, was really like the cinnamon rolls would sell out first thing of a morning, and we're really working back to that because COVID hurt everybody. So so we're kind of still building back up from that, and it's showing a lot. The remodel helped, and people, and word of mouth, and just kind of creating a good environment, a good friendly environment to come into. People are enjoying it and showing.
That's awesome.
So,
yeah. Most definitely.
If you guys had to, let's say another coffee shop came in, coffee shop bakery, what would you guys say separates you from maybe a competition?
I go right, like I said just a little while ago, we bake everything. Mm. Everything is put together from recipes that were original to Dolce when they started. So over the years, the recipes have stayed. So everything's baked fresh. And even when we come up with new items, we don't go to our supplier and say, you know, do you have a savory croissant that's already made that we can just bake? No, we're gonna make it ourselves. We're gonna buy the meat and the spinach and the cheese and whatever. And we're gonna make it ourselves. And I think that's what separates us from a lot of people. And we need to make sure that people understand the quality that you're getting.
It's also the story with people in Dolce. We hear it probably once a week where somebody comes in and like, I haven't been here for so long. We have somebody comes in now that tells us every time. Like, I remember when my mom or my dad took me in when I was little.
Wow.
And so we're getting a lot of that now. And I think that separates it too, where Dolce has been around for 20 years. A lot of people are connected. You know, you've got that, you've got that personal story with Dolce.
Yeah. So. And we collaborate with the other bakeries in town. There's four bakeries in town.
Yeah, Milford's like has a lot.
My sister's fault, Fortunata's Bakery, Rosita's Bakery, and of course Dolce. So we all collaborate because we all have our special, you know, items.
Yeah.
Like my sister's fault does amazing cakes that are, you know, wildly decorated and whatnot. So if somebody calls us and says, "Hey, I'd like a cake, but I want it decorated like this," we're like, "That's really not us, but call my sister's fault."
Yeah.
And likewise, too, somebody calls them and says, "Hey, we want cupcakes or cookies." They're like, "We don't do that. Call Dolce."
Yeah.
Fortunatus so really does the bread. Mm-hmm. Rosita's does a lot of the
sweet, like donuts. And
They do it. So we help each other.
Yeah.
And that's the community likes that, too.
Yes.
Well,
because they see us
better.
Working together.
Yeah.
Well, true collaborative community. You're not out to cutthroat each other.
Exactly.
You guys are trying to build downtown Milford together.
Yeah. Yep. But everybody wins that way, too. Because it doesn't like, the thing is I always like think about it, is like people will buy from all of you guys. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not like they're ever going to be like, this is the only place I go. Like people want options. They want to go to and support and put their money in all the bakeries and the community, all coffee areas. Like they want that.
And that was,
go ahead.
We just had the dessert tour October 14th. which was all four bakeries collaborating together.
Wow. Oh, that's so cool.
That really showed how everyone, you know, they will hit them all. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, there was incentive also, but it was a fun time for everyone, and everybody was happy and pleased with the event because they could go and they could get very different things at each location, and it just showed that. So,
yep, that's true.
That's awesome. I know we've been talking about bakeries and baked goods, but what about your coffee? Do you guys roast in-house? What's the game plan there, guys?
We do not roast in-house.
We got some smirks on your face.
We both would like to, but that's quite an investment in terms of financial and also in space, because you need a big space to roast coffee in the volume that we do it.
We use Rise Up out of Easton. I think everybody knows Rise Up. But out of Easton, because it's great coffee, it's organic, it's something we push a lot. Is the organic fair trade. It's also really good coffee. So we use them. We did have a local person reach out, and so maybe we're going to work on a little collaboration. It's a smaller setup right now, so we might they can't quite take all of us, but we might work on that too, because it's a Milford roaster. So
there's a roaster in Milford?
So there is. Kings.
Kings. He's just starting out. He's kind of small. But
we'll have to go check it out.
Yeah. Sounds like you guys need to invest in him. And
There
you go. He does all the work for you.
Yeah, he does all the work.
Maybe in another 6 months.
You guys have so much happening in such a short time.
So sounds like you guys are going to have a roaster and an industrial baker
at the same
time in the same place.
We'll just have to buy the building next door and just complete.
Well, there you go. And then we saw this. Where are we at? I think we were somewhere in Washington, and they have like specialty tastings.
Yes. So
in their roastery?
It was Olympia. It was the state capital. Okay. And I'm from Washington. So we went there, and they had a the coffee bar, coffee shop, and everything with the bakery, and then all glass, and then it was the roastery behind it.
It was
and
a specialty event only.
Specialty. Mm-hmm. So then they would put out, once a quarter, hey, we're trying new flavors, new tastes. Why don't you come on down, sign up, whatever the fee is, and sip away at some of the new flavors they're making. But it was really cool because then it was just a glass window, so you can see the people on the other side actually roast. And it was just it was a really cool experience to have at that coffee shop too.
That is a good experience to have. But I like the creativity of the staff when it comes to drinks. I'll go in the morning and say, what are you gonna make me? What do you mean? Make me a drink. What do you want? Make me a drink. Be creative. I like going, if I'm out traveling, I'll go into a bar and I'll sit up to the bar and they'll give me a menu. I'm like, whatever, that's fine. What do you make? As a bartender, what do you make?
You like facilitate creativity,
right? So I'm like, come up with these drinks. We had a drink contest for the month, whoever sold the most got an extra bonus. And each month we do different drinks and they come up with creative things. And I think a lot of that has to do with their young age, because everybody is young in our staff and mid 20s, basically. And they're so in tune to the coffee world where I'm like, I wake up in the morning and I brew some black coffee and sit in my chair and drink it. I'm an old guy. But I like their creativity and their interest in, let's try this and let's try that.
And social media plays a big, as you all well know, coffee and social media is everywhere now. Yeah. So that's kind of been big with that. They'll see a drink and then they'll experiment with it and then it'll end up on the menu in a month or two.
Yeah.
It's been big because now you can basically educate yourself about anything on the internet.
Yeah, that's true. We were just talking about that yesterday, that TikTok actually, there's a lot of information out there. Actually, you just got to find it.
I feel like you can learn more from that now than I noticed this actually with recipes. When I Google recipes, it's all giant corporation recipes that come up. But if I want a small blog creator who's doing more creative work or something that actually they've tested, it's really hard to find on Google. But TikTok, you can find these people like, I make it, here it is. And you're like, cool, there's the recipe. And so that's what you can do on your TikTok, is just showing people making drinks.
Exactly.
Your drink competition can be on your TikTok.
So we didn't, this one was the first one. We didn't go that far. But we do show a lot of the making of the drinks.
Yeah, people love that.
Exactly. We had a couple, our social media person and another employee is really big into that. So they do all their, I don't know how they do all the transitions and all the things.
The transitions are so, I'm so impressed by it.
And it's just, it's like aesthetically pleasing. It's like you want to watch it and you're, so.
Well, I'm just so impressed. It's so creative work. And I feel like it would take me like 10 hours to do. Exactly. So
I'd have to Google what the transition
like. Like, what am I supposed to do? How do I do this? But everything is learnable.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, that's brought a big, a lot of creativity and baked goods too.
Yeah.
We got a couple, couple new things coming, that came from TikTok.
Yeah. And you can do the pull apart videos and show them making it.
Exactly.
There's so much you can do. You guys are
All right, Chris, get to work. Come on. Yeah, come on.
Give me the idea.
There's so much. And people love it. And people want to support local. They just got to show them, like, especially when they know who you are. And it's like, oh, these are people I know I've met. Yeah. These are people that are in my community. Right. I want to go and support them.
Yeah.
Plus, you guys have good quality stuff. So that helps.
Thank you.
A lot.
What drink did win the contest, by the way? We kept talking. You guys keep talking about that. I want to know what won.
It was white maple latte.
Okay.
Ooh, that sounds actually delicious.
It is.
probably too sweet, but...
It's not real sweet.
Because that's the big... And I love sweet, but it wasn't real sweet.
I think it's too sweet sometimes.
I think the white chocolate in it really toned it down.
Oh, is that on your menu now?
It is not now. It'll come back probably after the holidays.
But you can ask for it.
Exactly. Oh, okay. Secret menu.
And we talked about that. We have a regular customer who's actually another business owner in town, and he'll come in and he'll ask for his butterbeer latte, which we haven't had since what? August?
Man, what? Butterbeer latte.
Harry Potter. He's like, I want the butterbeer. Don't ever. I'm like, okay, Don, we'll do that for you.
So now we have to stop.
Oh, my gosh. That's funny.
Yeah. Well, we're going to come and order that maple white maple.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to try that.
Absolutely. But it blew like pumpkin spice latte in October, right? Blew it out of the water. So it was good. And that, again, just goes
That's because everyone does pumpkin spice now.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
The big places offer it.
It's good, but it's hard to
sell. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they started doing it in August.
Yeah.
They were saying to me, like, when are we doing pumpkin spice? I said, it's not even September.
Yeah.
I said, we're going to wait till, when was the first day of fall? September 23rd.
So yeah.
We're waiting until September 23rd. And he's like... And we can't do that.
Yeah.
We have to get it on now.
Yeah.
Because everybody else has it. I'm like, okay.
That's what we're doing. We're decorating for Christmas right now. And everyone keeps being like, why are you decorating? I'm like, because every other store is decorating.
All the big stores are doing it. Yeah.
So we have to decorate.
Don't disrespect the bird.
Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday.
Thanksgiving comes first.
I know. I'm with you.
That's my favorite holiday.
It's my favorite holiday, too. I love it. And, but, I don't want to be behind.
And you also you can't put lights up for Thanksgiving. So that's part of Christmas decoration.
Yeah. I mean, as you turn around, you can see our banister's already got lights up. Yeah. If you're just waiting to plug it right in, that's it. It's already there.
Yeah, we're ready. He never takes down our lights, so let's stick a tree up. That's coming next weekend.
Yeah.
You guys should definitely do a secret menu. You should do like a secret QR code somewhere in the shop.
With the menu.
You don't have QR codes around the shop.
I love that.
But it could be.
A secret one. No one knows. It's just like in the corner. Like, oh, what's that guy doing over there?
And then you do a TikTok. It's like, there's a secret menu at this specialty, coffee shop downtown Milford.
That's all kinds of ideas.
Yeah,
we're here for the ideas.
Yeah, we're
a great idea.
Should have brought a notepad.
We'll email you all this stuff. Like, here's what we think you should do.
Yeah, we won't run out of ideas. We're idea people. Hey, that's for sure.
That's a good thing.
Yes.
I think we're coming up. We're almost at our time. Is there anything else? What else do you want to share with the listeners?
Just stay tuned to social media because we've got a lot of things coming next year.
Awesome.
Starting January 2024, we got a lot of things that we want to start doing, community involvement, and I want to give back to the community through special events.
Do you have any events that you're thinking about?
Not at the moment. DMI is putting on a couple things, which we're kind of planning dates for.
Yeah, we're working with in conjunction with the other downtown businesses to do special things in January and in February. We've both talked about doing like a Coffee and Cars, doing a car show.
Heck yeah. Yes.
We did a car show here.
Shut down the main drag and, bring in.
People love car shows.
A bunch of cars.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, people love coffee and cars.
Yes, they do.
Do that in the spring. We're going to have online ordering, kind of getting with the times.
Oh, okay. Like through the phone, kind of mobile orders.
Exactly.
You guys are going to be so bombarded.
Yeah.
Right.
You guys are going to be really ahead of the times.
Yeah, I have
some of it set up, and I have to limit it right now because if not, it would just.
Yeah,
because
even my mom does it, and that's how I know it's like so popular.
Exactly.
Because she uses it.
Yeah,
and
she's
I'm just like,
late 60s, and she's doing the mobile ordering. I'm like, okay. So it's easy to use. It must be easy to use if everyone's using it.
Exactly. Sure. People want convenience.
Yeah, once you see it in all generations, you know it's popular.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So that's something's coming, and as well as a couple other like digital things that are probably coming.
Yeah.
So keep an eye out.
You guys are going to be trendsetters in the downtown. You guys are going to rocket into the new age, essentially.
That was the whole reason that I wanted to buy the business, was to grow it and bring it back. Now, I don't want to say bring it back to its former glory, but there was a period of time where like Dolce was it. You didn't think of anything else when you wanted baked goods or coffee. And of course, everything else starts happening around you. So my goal was to grow the business and expand it. Mm-hmm. And if that means expanding our footprint, that great. But, you know, we're kind of locked into our locations. But if we can offer more things, that's the key.
Mm-hmm.
That's the key. Mm-hmm. Making people happy, giving them choices and good choices.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's awesome.
Staying relevant with the times, but not losing the old tradition, the flavor, the taste of everything.
Right. Exactly.
And you know, bringing back the awareness that everything is baked fresh daily. So that's key.
I think
people really care. And then again, the alternative issues, dairy alternatives, gluten free.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Getting into the best way to do that. That fits our model. So
absolutely,
you got to change with the times.
Absolutely.
Also, it's about that the personality too. You know, it's we're like all our employees are the business. So you're coming in to see them. People commenting on social media. Hey, I know them. You know, so it's a lot of that too because you miss that when you go to the big corporations. Mm-hmm. You don't know your barista. You don't know your baker And Milford's tight-knit. Everybody knows everybody, and we kind of want to keep it that way. So
That's awesome.
Yeah. Do you want to leave the listeners with maybe a drink they should try or a pastry or a baked good they should try?
Yeah, what's your choice?
White maple latte.
So
for November, we actually have a peppermint white mocha matcha.
Oh, matcha.
Yes.
Oh, interesting.
And I know
like
this
matcha?
Will be coming
I do like matcha,
that,
yeah.
But, yeah. We have matcha.
But you'll still be able to order that
on the secret menu.
To the spring on the secret menu. So that's a really good one. It's a healthy alternative, too, with it being matcha. And all the things. So that'd be my recommend. It tastes like a thin mint. So that'd be
All right. And then the pastry or baked goods?
Yeah. I mean, our cinnamon rolls are basically what we're known for. They're our number one seller, and the breakfast cookies. But I think even more of our savory items, the spinach and feta croissants and the ham cheese.
Sounds
croissants.
Awesome.
It's like his favorite.
Yeah, the savory breakfast croissants are so, they're like one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Red velvet cupcake, too.
Okay. Sweet. Okay.
And anything with Old Bay and bourbon.
You can't
try the Old Bay stuff. Absolutely.
Bourbon roll. I tell you, once we have our bourbon roll out again, it flies.
That's awesome. Flies.
We first did it Father's Day weekend, and it sold out in an hour and a half. Then we did it for the dessert tour, and it was about an hour.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
and we made quite a few, but they fly.
He had to actually hold some back so that so there was some left for other people that were in the line.
Oh, wow.
It was crazy. It was awesome.
Well, that's awesome. Thank you guys so much for coming out. We're really excited for what you're doing in Milford and contributing to our community.
Yeah, thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the 302 Podcast. I am your host, Dr. Frank Chi, with my lovely wife and co-host, Dr. Megan Epps. We are your local nervous system-based chiropractors who have a passion for contributing to our community and giving back as we have been so lucky to be blessed living here in Delaware. We've created this as a way to support our community through showcasing local small businesses and people who are making a difference in Delaware. The best way for you to support those who have been featured and our local Delaware podcast is to follow, share, and like us over at Instagram. Our handle is @the302podcast. If you would like to be a guest or sponsor, please visit our website at the302podcast.com. If you are interested in chiropractic care or reaching out to myself or Dr. Epps, visit our website at doverhealthcarecenter.com and send us a message. We look forward to sharing more with you through this year and beyond.